I'm Jacob Medden, and the instructions I'm giving today are instructions for meditation for people who suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome and/or fibromyalgia. What I'm going to do is take us through a guided meditation. Now, how you sit is up to you. It's good to try to sit with your back straight. One can sit in a chair. One can sit on a stool on the floor, or one can sit cross-legged on the floor. Some people I know who have CFS like to lay down when they do meditation. If you must do that, go ahead and do it, but I'm very skeptical of that posture. I think it results more in sleeping meditation than it does in any other type of meditation. But it's up to you. We're going to do about a 20-minute meditation, which is easily the limit for people who are not familiar with meditation. As time goes by, you may want to lengthen the time that you meditate, but this is for introduction purposes now. The first thing you want to do is make yourself as comfortable as you can. Now's the time to wiggle and squirm and scratch, hiccup. Do whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable. If you feel the need to move during meditation, that's okay. Just guard against restlessness. But if you need to shift, go ahead and shift. This is not macho meditation. This is meditation for people who suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome and from fibromyalgia, as I've said before. Meditation is about letting go. We let go of the past, or to be more accurate, what we remember to be the past. We let go of the future, or to be more precise, what we speculate will be the future, and we come into the present moment. Meditation is about being in the present moment, about letting go into the present. Now, you cannot do letting go. That's a contradiction in terms, an oxymoron. What we aim to do in meditation is set ourselves up so that we're comfortable and we can allow the process of letting go to occur. This is why meditation is an art. It's just not something that someone can do and sit down and immediately expect to get results, although sometimes it does happen. But if one approaches it with the right attitude, one does get results. And what are the results of meditation? What are the results of letting go, of being in the present moment? Meditation will make you calmer, more peaceful. It'll make you happier and easier to live with over time. It'll make it easier for you to deal with the symptoms that afflict you, with the problems we have, the problems with our body, the problems with our mind, and the problems with everyday life. But that takes practice. This is an introduction to meditation. If it works for you, or if you're interested in carrying on further, then by all means, can carry on and continue. Now, let's get started. Now is the time to wiggle and squirm and scratch and hiccup and do whatever you need to do and get yourself into your posture. We're going to practice letting go the way my teacher taught me to practice letting go, and that's in stages. First, we let go of the thinking mind and the inner speech and inner dialogue. Then we let go of diversity, and then we come to just one thing. And in this meditation, it will be the breath, but I'll guide us through the stages so you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. Now make yourself comfortable, close your eyes, and allow your attention to come into the present moment. The way to do that is to put value on the present moment and not to put value on our thoughts about what we remember to have been the past, what we speculate will be the future. We just allow those things to go. Now the mind can be perverse. It doesn't cooperate quite frequently. And when that happens, we, with kindness and gentleness, we just let go of our thinking processes and we come back to our business. And pure and simply, our business is to be here now. So, allow your mind to come into the present moment, and to help it stay in the present moment, it's okay initially to give things a name or a label, whatever you want to call them. It's up to you. But we want to be very brief, so we're ready for the next thing that comes in through the five senses. If it's an itch in the body, if it's an ache and a pain, if it's a sound from outside, if it's the pressure of your seat, we know that. And we give it a name or a label just to remember to be in the present moment. And what you can count on is the mind will forget. It's very easy to be in the present moment, to be mindful. It is extremely difficult to sustain it. So when the mind starts wandering, with goodwill, we bring it back into the present moment. Very much like a mother would take a little child that's wandered into an unsafe place, and with kindness and gentleness, take it by the hand and bring it back into a safe place. The safe place for our mind is right here, right now. And we're aware of this body, aware of what's going on now. We'll start at the top of our head and we'll work down to the toes. And we'll do a body scan. The body is very concrete. It helps us to stay in the present moment. And if you want to give names or labels of what you're doing, that's okay. Start with the top of your head and let your scalp relax, smooth and relax. Allow the wrinkles to smooth from your forehead. Relax the tension around your eyes. That's often a place where we carry quite a lot of tension. Just allow it to be. And if you want to, give things a name, give them a label. Scalp, eyes, whatever you want to call them. Allow your jaws to relax, unclench them. Relax the back of your neck and your shoulders. That's often an area where we carry a lot of tension, so we let go. We let go, even if the tension comes back in a moment or two, even if the pain from fibromyalgia comes back again, we see it, and with kindness and gentleness, we let it go. It's just not our business right now. Our business is to be still, to be calm, to be in the present moment. Allow your upper arms to relax, your lower arms, your wrists, your hands, even your fingers. If you want to wiggle your fingers a little bit, that's okay. Just to give you information that you're being in a body. And if you want to label what you're doing, that's fine. Relaxing, arms, fingers, it doesn't matter what you call it, as long as you're very brief and come back to the next thing that comes in through the five senses. Allow the upper back to relax and the chest, the lower back, the abdomen, especially the solar plexus. That's a classic area for almost everyone where there's lots of holding on. Relax your bottom, your thighs, your knees and your calves, even your feet and your toes. If you want to wiggle your toes a little bit, that's fine. That's just to give feedback that this is a body. We allow our attention to be in the present moment. And whatever's happening now, we know that, and we give it a name or a label. It doesn't matter what we call it, but we need to be very brief so we're ready for the next thing that comes in through the five senses. If it's a sound from outside, we can give it a name. Bird, sound, whatever seems appropriate. If it's the pressure of our seat, we give it a label. We give it a name. Pressure, seat, whatever, but very briefly. And then we go on to the next thing that comes in through the five senses. If we have pain from fibromyalgia, we know that. And with kindness and gentleness, we give it a name or a label. Ache, pain, whatever we want to call it. the name doesn't matter. Being aware of it and being in the present moment does. And when the mind forgets and starts wandering into what we remember to have been the past, starts foraying into what we think is going to be the future, as soon as we know that, we come back to the present moment. Our job is to be here now. We don't worry about the past. We don't give value to the past. We don't worry about the future. We don't give value to the future. Our job is to be here right now, even if it's with fatigue and aches and pains. We treat that with kindness and gentleness. That's our business. Our business is to be here now. And we give things a name or a label just to help us stay in the present moment. I'm going to be silent for a few moments so you can just see what it feels like to be in the present moment and giving things a name or a label. Dear meditator, just be here now. Giving things a name, giving things a label to help us stay in the present moment. And having great tolerance for our own mind when it wanders here and wanders there. It's the nature of the undisciplined mind to do that. We allow the mind to stay in the present moment, but for a little while at least, we drop the naming, we drop the labeling. Whatever's happening now, we know that, but we know it with a quiet mind, with a silent mind. If it's the rise and fall of our breath, the pressure of our seat, a sound from outside, the fatigue of the body, the aches, the pains of the muscles, we know that, but we know it with a silent mind, with a quiet mind. And we note the difference between thinking and naming and just being directly aware without inner speech, without labeling, without words. And we're very tolerant toward our own mind when it forgets and starts wandering into what we take to be the past, checking out what we speculate will be the future. With kindness and gentleness, with goodwill, we come back to being silently aware of whatever's happening now. We take away the value of our remembrances of the past. We take away the value of our speculations of the future. We put our values on silently being aware of whatever's happening in this moment in time. Notice what it feels like to be silently in the present moment. Make much of it, savor it. It's a very wholesome feeling. Now, allow the mind to become aware of just one thing, the breath. When breathing in, know that you're breathing in. When breathing out, know that too. Just be aware of the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath. No past, no future. No awareness of diversity, only awareness of one thing, the breath. Dear meditator, just be with the breath. Now, allow the mind to go to the level of meditation that feels right for you. You can stay with the breath, or you can go back to silent present moment awareness of diversity, or you can go back to silent present moment awareness with a name, with a label. But you don't do it. Let the mind go to the level of meditation that feels right for you. And if later the mind wants to change to another level of meditation, allow that to happen too. And look for the pleasure in your meditation. It's there. You only have to find it.